The Real People of Joyce's Ulysses, a biographical guide by Vivian Igo, explores the hundreds of intriguing characters that populate Ulysses. Given the day that's in it, it seems the right time to listen to Vivian Igo's reflections on the lives of the people that are on the pages of Joyce's novel.
It was quipped that when Ulysses was first published in Dublin in 1922, many people checked to see whether they were in it. There are hundreds of names mentioned in Ulysses. Many characters in the book are based on real people. Some are already well known in Irish social, political and cultural circles, who are celebrated in different fields in Dublin and enjoyed fame outside Ulysses, while others owe their immortality to Joyce. Joyce was a great user of pre-existing material. Names of friends, associates and enemies of his father, John Stanislaus Joyce, turn up on the pages of Ulysses, as well as neighbours and street acquaintances. The location in which the characters lived generally indicated their social status. Joyce was depicting the whole city and not just a segment of it. So his characters lived in places which encompassed the entire urban span and part of the suburbs. Background information on the characters is relevant, as it shows how deeply Joyce's work is embedded in the reality of Dublin at that time. He includes a full cast of all classes and type of person. For instance, the Freeman's Journal employs a full range of people, from William Braden, the editor, William Ormsby Rutledge, the business manager, William Murray in the accounts department, O'Madden Burke, a journalist, Joseph Patrick Nannetti, the printer, and Edward Monks, the compositor. In Ulysses, the real names of people are used, but in some cases, not the character. For example, Almidano Artifoni appears as Stephen's voice training teacher in Dublin. Artifoni was a real person, but was neither a Dubliner nor a teacher of music. He was head of the Berlitz School of Languages in Trieste. Artifoni's character is based on Benedetto Palmieri, who was born in Naples and was employed as a singing teacher at the Royal Irish Academy of Music in Weston Row in Dublin. Some characters are based on other people, such as Miles Crawford, editor of the Evening Telegraph, who is based on a well-known journalist, Patrick Mead. The fictional Leopold Bloom is a composite of individuals Joyce knew in Trieste, Zurich and Dublin. Eccentric characters walked the streets, such as Cashel Boyle O'Connor Fitzmaurice Tisdall Farrell. Known as Endymion, he would salute the ballast office clock with a drawn sword, then set his alarm clock and replace it in his pocket, from which it began ringing loudly as he left, much to the delight of bystanders. As Joyce wrote in a letter to his aunt, Josephine Murray, in 1922, "They all belong to a vanished world, and most of them seem to have been very curious types." I agree, and it is this rich blend of the real and the fictional which makes reading Ulysses such a pleasure.
Vivian Igo and Vivian's book, The Real People of Joyce's Ulysses, a biographical guide, is published by University College Dublin Press, ucdpress.ie, for full details.